This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Cada vez vai para pior. Um povo desentendido, qual Deus quer ser o melhor? Não sei porque fazem isso, afinal somos todos iguais. Já começou no paraíso com os nossos primeiros pais. Ver o que o amor faz, vamos viver em paz, vamos ser humanos. Não importa a raça ou a cor, vamos espalhar o amor para além do oceano. Há reis e presidentes, primeiro-ministro e rainha, acham que são diferentes, têm mágoas iguais às minhas. Nessa parte financeira, eles estão muito melhor, mas vivem nessa cegueira que o dinheiro comprou o amor. Ver o que o amor faz, vamos viver em paz, vamos ser humanos. Não importa a raça ou a cor, vamos espalhar o amor para além do oceano. Afinal, no fim do dia, quero ser aquilo que sou, ter amor, paz e alegria, estar no momento que estou. Vamos ser mais unidos, vamos levantar a voz. Somos uma raça, queridos, raça humana, somos nós. Ver o que o amor faz, vamos viver em paz, vamos ser humanos. Não importa a raça ou a cor, vamos espalhar o amor para além do oceano. Ver o que o amor faz, vamos viver em paz, vamos ser humanos. Não importa a raça ou a cor, vamos espalhar o amor para além do oceano. Ver o que o amor faz, vamos viver em paz, vamos ser humanos. Não importa a raça ou a cor, vamos espalhar o amor para além dos oceanos.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Portuguese American Hour here on KGST 1600 AM, multicultural radio for the Valley and the world. You can listen to us. We are a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. We are here every day, as you all know, from 4 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. As Justice always says, we are your daily dosage of the Portuguese American Hour. And we have lots of information for you in today's edition, including, of course, some musical invitees, so you can hear some wonderful Portuguese music. And we will be talking quite a bit about, of course, some of our regular segments. We will talk about food. We will talk about poetry. We will talk about Portuguese history, a moment in Portuguese history. We'll talk a little bit of a cultural moment about a particular area in Portugal as well. And we will be talking about what the whole world is talking about, which is obviously the coronavirus as far as it goes. When it all the information we'll be talking to you this hour will be related to Portugal. We know that all of you follow the news and everything that is going on here locally, nationally, and also internationally. But we would like you to have a little bit more of a perspective on what is going on in the country of Portugal. And so things have been changing in Portugal when it comes to the coronavirus. And right now, Portugal has almost 6,500 cases. So they have been increasing. They're still rising just about on a daily basis. Of the nearly 6,500 cases as of this afternoon, we have Portugal has registered 140 deaths. It has 43 of the nearly 6,500 have recovered, which is wonderful. There are also, according to the new statistics, there are about 6,200 folks who are still active cases, so considered active, considered still infected. There are 183 closed cases, okay, as far as that is concerned in Portugal. So the first one in Portugal was detected, the first case, on February 15th, so a little bit behind some other areas. For example, here in the United States, it was late January. And so February 15th is the first case that Portugal has is that kind of registered, and it was kind of at a plateau, basically pretty even until about March the 12th. And then between March 12th and March 16th, it rose a little bit, and then it kept on rising and has been rising very, very quickly, certainly between March 20th and March 30th. So the biggest increase actually has been between March 22nd and today. That has been the biggest increase in the number of cases in the country of Portugal. And that includes, of course, mainland Portugal in Europe, and the Atlantic Islands that are autonomous regions but belong to Portugal, which are the autonomous islands of Madeira off the coast of Africa, and the autonomous islands of the Azores, nine islands, a chain of islands, an archipelago in the Atlantic North, where most Portuguese Americans living in California and certainly in the valley trace their roots to these nine islands in the middle of the Atlantic. So just a little bit of some of the numbers that we have, just so you see how it has grown. So on March 24th, they had 302 new cases and 10 new deaths. March 25th, it rose to 633 new cases and 10 new deaths. On March 26th, there was a decrease, 549 new cases, 17 new deaths, so an increase there. March 27th, 724 new cases and 16 new deaths. March 28th, a significant increase in new cases. It rose to 902, which was the biggest increase Portugal had, with 24 new deaths. In March 29th, there was a total of 792 new cases detected and a total of 19 deaths. And March 30th, which is the last day we have numbers for, so March 30th, which is of today, so far, and the day has not the day is finishing in Portugal, but these numbers need to be a little bit updated. But so far, as of like 3 o'clock Portuguese time, so a few hours ago, there were 446 new cases, which was a decrease, a significant decrease. But again, we don't have the total number of cases, just about for about half of the day, and 21 new deaths. So those are the numbers as far as it has been rising significantly since the 20th. In the Azores, there are about 30 cases that have been detected. There has not been a death yet. There are a few hundred people now under observation. In the Azores, most of the people that have been affected or infected by this disease are folks who, not all of them, but the great majority are folks who had traveled outside. Nine of them had been on a cruise the same crews that went to the Middle East and other parts of the world, and the others either had contact with these folks or some of them also had traveled. There were three others that were also from travel, and the rest of them from folks who have been in contact with either folks who have traveled, or obviously there's a couple of new cases that they have not figured out exactly where they contracted it from. Portugal is on a national lockdown, as most of you know about that. We've talked about this last week here on the Portuguese American Hour. It's pretty much a lockdown until right after Easter, but it will probably be extended. And many events are being cancelled. So the president of the government, the president of Portugal, I should say, not the president of the government, the president of Portugal, the government in Portugal is a parliamentarian system. So we have a prime minister who is actually the so-called chief executor of the government and runs the government as far as a day-to-day operation. We have a president of the republic with a little bit more limited powers when it comes to running the government daily, but obviously has a wealth of powers. Portugal has kind of a semi-presidential system, and the Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa is the current president of Portugal. He has canceled the Day of Portugal events. These days are celebrated in June. June 10th is National Portuguese Day. It is one of the only countries in the world that celebrates its national day not to commemorate a battle or the independence movement, but to commemorate a poet, our most famous poet, Luís Vaz de Camões. Portugal is known as a country of poets, and indeed, our national day, June 10th, Day of Portugal, known in Portugal and throughout the world as Day of Portugal, is to commemorate Camões. It is also known, as I said, the Day of Portugal and, by extension, also the Day of the Portuguese Community. So it is the day that Portugal celebrates its identity as a country in Portugal and throughout the Portuguese American communities that live in many parts of the world, including here in the U.S. And so in these commemorations, lately the president has been having these in different parts. So he'll have them in a Portuguese city and then by extension in another part of the world where there's communities. So, for example, a few years ago, he held them in Portugal, in Lisbon, and then he also held them in Paris as a very, very large Portuguese-American community. And then also last year it was held in Ponte Delgada in the Azores, and then by extension it was also held in Boston, Massachusetts, where there was also a very large Portuguese-American community in Massachusetts. And this year it was to be held in the archipelago of Madeira, the chain of two islands that belong to Portugal, a little over an hour flight from Lisbon. And there is a very strong presence of immigrants from Madeira, especially of now a first and second generation, who are from Madeira, but in South Africa. So the celebrations were going to be in Madeira and then a second phase of it in South Africa. President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa has canceled these celebrations. And so, by extension, many celebrations throughout the world are being canceled. For example, the Luso-American Education Foundation, who for the last 54 years has been celebrating every single year the Day of Portugal, this year will be canceled. It was scheduled. Last year it was held here in the Valley. It was held in the city of Selma, here next to Fresno, at the Selma Portuguese Hall, with a very, very lovely event hosted by that organization and chaired by our friend Tricia Cardoza. And Tricia Cardoza did a wonderful job in putting together a wonderful celebration that had as keynote speaker the provost from Fresno State, Professor Dr. Saul Jimenez Sandoval. This year, the event was scheduled for the first Sunday in June in the city of San Jose, and the Luso-American Education Foundation, at their last meeting, just decided to cancel the event, obviously in solidarity with the president of Portugal, who has canceled the event not only in Portugal, but also in South Africa. So a lot of the events are being canceled. Another great event that happens in the month of June So events in Portugal are not only being cancelled, they're completely cancelled for this month of coming up of April, but also they're being cancelled for May, and some events are being cancelled in June as well. And so even though the social distancing might be a little bit different at that time, the government and the various officials, whether they be at the national level, at the autonomous region level, or even at the municipal level, at the local level, are kind of fearful of having large crowds, events that put together large crowds, especially this one that was going to be held in June, the São Joaninas Festas. This is a festival that is held the last 10 days of June. It is held in the city of Angra do Heroísmo, Tulare's sister city. And usually there are anywhere between 25 to 30,000 people at various venues in the city, a small city. And so that event, which is a great event for the economy of the Azores, and for certainly for Angra, the city of Angra and the island of Terceira, has been cancelled. So some of the events that are happening in Portugal are being canceled. We will have a break now here on the Portuguese American Hour. We'll, on our second segment, we'll continue talking a little bit more about the coronavirus and some of the events here in California, and have some of our regular segments as well. Remember, we are a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University of Fresno. We're happy to be with you. We're happy that you are with us every single day, Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. here on Multicultural 1600 AM. Remember, you can listen to us on any regular AM radio here in the Valley, or anywhere in the state or anywhere in the world through www.multicultural1600am.com. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the Valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Quem tem pedra faz parede, quem tem fiado faz pão.
Quem tem pedra faz parede, quem tem fiado faz pão.
Quem tem a mulher acesa tem vinagre todo ano.
Quem tem a mulher acesa tem vinagre todo ano.
Já nota a renda, deixa passar o balão.
Arrenda, já nota a renda, deixa passar o balão.
E o balão é de madeira, forrado de papelão.
E o balão é de madeira, forrado de papelão.
Pinheiro tão alto, lindo pau para colher.
Pinheiro tão alto, lindo pau para colher.
Quem quiser ouvir mentiras, sente-se ao pé das mulheres.
Quem quiser ouvir mentiras, sente-se ao pé das mulheres.
Arrenda, já não parrenda, deixa passar o balão.
Arrenda, já não parrenda, deixa passar o balão.
E o balão é de madeira, forrado de papelão.
O balão é de madeira, forrado de papelão.
And welcome to the second segment of the Portuguese American Hour here on 1600 AM, multicultural radio for the Valley and the world. The Portuguese American Hour is here every day, 4 to 5 p.m., and we are a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University of Fresno. As all of you know, the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute has an amalgam of events that are held throughout the semester. Unfortunately, as we have also notified all of the listeners of the Portuguese American Hour, all of the events, such as the event that we had for this week, which was a preview of a video documentary about the Portuguese presence in the Valley called Untold Stories, The Portuguese-American Experience along the 99 corridor has been canceled. That was scheduled for this coming Thursday, April 2nd. As all of the other events, as all of you know as well, classes themselves have been canceled for the remainder of the semester. When I mean they're canceled, they are canceled as far as being present at the university. All classes are being held through e-learning online with the students and the various professors. But of course, our events of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at Fresno State also have been canceled. We had five different events still scheduled for the rest of the semester, and unfortunately, they are canceled. We ask you to keep on looking and following the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute. We have a website, we have a Facebook page, I should say, and also we have a site at the College of Arts and Humanities website page. And through our Facebook page, just type in Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute, you'll be able to have an amalgam of information. We have basically daily posts of different things, most of them in English, of different things related to the Portuguese-American world, from information about the coronavirus in Portugal and Portuguese-language countries throughout the world, to different segments. For example, we have a segment called Portuguese in Azorean Poets in Translation. So every day for the last week or so, and we will continue this, we've been posting one poem from an Azorean poet that has been translated to English. So be on the lookout for that. That's just going to Facebook and typing in Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute, and you'll see the page. We've also been doing on a weekly basis another segment called Azorean Connections, and this one will give you a book that you can get online. Nowadays, most bookstores are closed, but online you can still get them. Has to do with Azorean literature that has been translated to English. Lots of folks are at home. Lots of folks are having different work schedules, working from home, not traveling as much. And so having a little bit more access to time, and hopefully you're taking in a good book. That's always a great way to consume some time. And so the Azorean literature is a great way to know, for those who are of Portuguese background and of Azorean background, to know a little bit more about who you are as a person, and as and a little bit more about your ancestral home or the home of your ancestors. And so for those who are not of Portuguese background, good literature is good in from anywhere in the world. I'm not of Hispanic background, but I am. I have always been in love ever since I've loved literature of the various writers from Latin America. Gabriel Garcia Marquez is one who I read. Have read everything from him, and many others: Mario Vargas Llosa, Octavio Paz, etc., etc. So even if you are not of Portuguese background, Azorean literature is full of wonderful writers and great storytellers. So do check the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute's Facebook page, as we feature every single week in the segment in the series Azorean Connections, a book that is readily available that you can get from an Azorean writer that has been translated into English. Also, the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University Fresno is also doing two other segments. One is called Portuguese Writers in English, and that is taking writers from the Portuguese from Portugal itself that have been translated to English, some of the classics and some contemporary ones. And so we have featured writers from the 18th century, writers from the 19th century, a writer from the 20th century, and that is also done every week. And so there's already, I believe, three posts, and every week, especially for the next 5 to 6 weeks until the end of the school year. So until the end of May, we will continue with this service. Also, there is another segment called Writers of the Portuguese-speaking world in English. And here we take writers from Brazil, from Angola, from Mozambique, from Cabo Verde, from Guinea-Bissau, from São Tomé e Príncipe, from Macau, and which is a territory that is now part of China, but it was part of Portugal for many years, and also from Timor-Leste, which is a territory also in Asia, a country that was a territory of Portugal also for many years. And we take these writers that have been translated again into English, and whose books are readily available. And we give you a suggestion, tell you a little bit about it, sometimes a link to some American newspaper that has written about it that you can get some context into what you are going to be reading. So these are three segments that we're doing. The fourth one with the poetry one that I mentioned. We also feature stories about geography, about history. So there's at least three to four, sometimes even five, probably too many, but three to four, sometimes five, as I said, different posts on our Facebook page every single day about something that has to do with Portugal, the Portuguese-speaking world, literature, art, links to museums that you can go online and have online tours. So lots of different things, although we are not physically able to do what we do with the different events that we had scheduled, the five events we had scheduled for the months of April and May at the university. We are doing tremendous amount of events online that you can follow along and a way to stay connected with the Portuguese-American world, with the Portuguese-speaking world, and obviously through the Portuguese American Hour. You can also follow along, and of course we continue with our segments, not just talking about the coronavirus in Portugal and the Portuguese speaking countries, but also talking to you about poetry, about books, about food. And talking about food, it is time for us to have our recipe for this week. Is something called clams, which I think everyone who likes seafood likes clams. Amêijoas in Portuguese, that's the word. If you might want to sound it out with me, amêijoas, clams in English, and done in a particular style. It's clams bulhão pato, or amêijoas a bulhão pato. And so clams bulhão pato style has kind of a fantastic story. Bulhão pato was a poet from the 19th century. He is better known from a dish that he didn't even create. Seems curious, doesn't it? But Raimundo António de Bulhão Pato, born in Bilbao from a Portuguese father and a Spanish mother, will always remain in history linked to the Portuguese seafood dish with his name, Amêijoas a Bulhão Pato. Clams bulhão pato. Living a bohemian lifestyle, gourmet, game, and food, was a regular customer of some restaurants and taverns at the Portuguese capital. It was for sure in one of them that he first ate what made in popular, but not creating, by spreading it throughout the world. It made it really popular. And we know he ate it there. It is known that the poet lived until his death in Monte da Caparica, in the south bank of the Tagus River, a place that remains as one of the best spots to catch really good and fresh clams. Although the recipe of clams bulhão pato style is actually very, very simple, as you'll see, the quality of the ingredients has an important role in the final results. Good quality ingredients make it. The poets might not have been very well known for his poems. He's not considered one of Portugal's best writers by any means. But since you taste the dish, you'll never forget the poet, better known, for his clams than for his poetry. So, clams a bulhão pato style. The ingredients are 1 kilogram of clams, and about a quarter cup of olive oil, 2 garlic cloves sliced, and also 150 grams, so a little bushel of cilantro, minced, cleaned and minced, 1 lemon, a pinch of salt, 2 to 4 tablespoons of white wine, and 1 pinch of pepper. Now, you leave the clams for 3 hours in a pan with water and salt so they can release, of course, the sand. Use a large pan, add the olive oil and the garlic, and let it warm in the fire. Then you add cilantro, you add the white wine, And it says about, you know, 2 to 4 tablespoons. I like to put a little bit more. I like to use about 1/4 cup of white wine because I like a little bit more of the sauce. And after boiling the clams, season with salt and pepper. Stir everything. Close with a lid and cook in medium heat until the clam, of course, opens their shells. When the sauce thickens a little bit and all the clams are open, you know, put them on a serving plate. Sprinkle with the lemon, juice from the lemon, and use the lemon slices to decorate the dish if you wish. Serve with good Portuguese bread or any type of good homemade bread that has that nice thick crust if you like that, because since I use a little bit more of the wine, there's quite a bit of the juice, quite a bit of the sauce, which makes it really, really delicious. If you don't like a lot of the sauce, of course, use just 4 tablespoons of the white wine for that amount of clams. So clams, meijuas, a bouillon pato, a dish that is named after a poet who is better known for the clam dish than for his actual poetry. So we will be back with our third and final segment of this edition of the Portuguese American Hour here on Multicultural 1600 AM. As you also see, we have been having some music throughout the segment as well. Hope you are enjoying that as well. And hope you tune in every single day from 4 to 5 p.m. Tell your family, tell your friends, now that you have a little bit more time at home, hopefully you do, especially those who are involved in education and other forms. We are doing a lot at home, believe it or not, but we're doing it at home, so we're not commuting, we're kind of 24/7 available to our students, as we should be in this time of crisis, but we are able to multitask, all of us, and so we're able to listen to the Portuguese American an hour to promote it with our family and friends, and also continue with our responsibilities. Of course, those who are in healthcare and security and the police force, the fire department, etc. Those folks are working around the clock, and we kudos to you and many, many thanks for all you do for keeping us healthy and safe. The third and final segment of the Portuguese American Hour will be back in just a few seconds.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
A lágrima que de fogo me queimou, mas cavalgando a brisa que a joguei, com outra gêmea na dor me voltou. Mas cavalgando a brisa que a joguei, com outra gêmea na dor me voltou. Os que deixaram em meu rosto, enormes do tamanho da saudade, nascerão daquele profundo desgosto de perder-te perdendo a felicidade. Nascerão daquele profundo desgosto de perder-te perdendo a felicidade. Eu de tanto chorar não me envergonho, mesmo que digam ser de fraqueza chorar, pois só não chora na vida, eu suponho, quem nunca foi capaz de nela amar. Pois só não chora na vida, eu suponho, quem nunca foi capaz de nela amar. No que hoje a minha alma tanto dói, a apesar deste meu viver infeliz, mais que sentir que tua falta me destrói, é saber que teu amor não és feliz. Mais que sentir que tua falta me destrói, é saber que teu amor não és feliz.
And welcome back to the third and final segment of this edition of the Portuguese American Hour here on Multicultural 1600 AM, Multicultural Radio for the Valley and the World. You can listen to us here in the Fresno and the Central San Joaquin Valley on your regular AM radio, 1600 AM. And you can also listen to us on any radio app for your phone or also online, www.multicultural1600am.com. Again, that's www.multicultural1600am. We are happy to have you, and this is our third and final segment of this edition of the Portuguese American Hour. We are here every single day, Monday through Friday, from 4 to 5 p.m. We are a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University of Fresno. And we're going to take a little bit of time to talk to you a little bit or to read to you a poem. At this time, during this worldwide pandemic, lots of different creativity that is happening throughout the world, and that is just amazing. Some of that creativity is, of course, in poetry itself. Not just in poetry, also in music. There's been lots of different creativity by Portuguese musicians. There's been some very, very interesting songs that have been put forth with wonderful lyrics, some a little bit funny, some lighthearted, you know, for this time, but also some very, very serious, talking about some things that are near to all of our hearts. Lots of cultures, this social distancing is a little bit harder than others. In the Portuguese culture, as I've mentioned before, we hug and kiss a lot. We're very close to each other. Europeans in general, especially Southern Europeans, the Portuguese, the Spanish, the Italians, the Greeks, are very, very, very close to each other. We the French as well. So we hug and we kiss. And so social distancing can be a little bit of a challenge in many ways. In Portugal, the people are very, very not just close to each other, but very social. So the outside cafes, the esplanadas, as they're called in Portuguese, are very, very popular. And it's kind of sad to see, whether it be in the Azores or in mainland Portugal, but more in mainland Portugal at this time of the year. Still a little bit cool in the Azores, not a lot of people out in esplanadas. But traditionally, April can be a very good time of the year, spring, especially in Lisbon, in southern Portugal. And so you see lots of people out in esplanadas and as far as beaches and things like that. And unfortunately, there were some folks who didn't follow what the authorities had asked and went to the beaches, especially the first few days after the moratorium was put in place. But that has since stopped. And we have news that in the last few days, over 80 people have been arrested in Portugal in various parts of the country for not following the government rule of the quarantine, the self-quarantine. So over 80 people have gone to jail in the last 3 days in Portugal. So the authorities are taking it seriously, and more people, of course, are taking it seriously as they should to see if we can kind of lower this curve and go about our lives with some sense of normality. And as I was mentioning, poetry has been always an escape for many issues, for things from our everyday life to war, to being alone, to isolation, to pandemics, etc. One of my very good friends, Ivo Machado, who was born in the island of Terceira in 1958. He's exactly my age. We're actually just a couple days apart. Ivo moved to mainland Portugal to finish his studies and then decided to stay in the city of Porto in northern Portugal, where he has lived now for about 40 years, and has his family there. And comes to Terceira, goes and visits his family in the village of Biscoitos in the island of Terceira every year, sometimes a couple times a year. He is now retired. And Ivo actually professionally worked for the Aviation Society as a controller, air traffic controller, and retired a couple of years ago because of some health reasons, and continues to write wonderful poetry. And because of the coronavirus, he wrote this wonderful poem that goes like this. This morning, they brought me lemons. Silence and mystery approached and added to what I saw beyond the beginning. At the kitchen table, as if I thought myself crazy, I talked to lemons. This is the other lifeline. At times, the excess of the other, alone as we all are, seeming to be. It's a gift. On the phone, they deal with biology. I flirt with half a dozen lemons. It isn't melancholy. It isn't poetry. Life brought life. Then, transient left, through the exit door. We are with the lemons over here from us. Poetry written in this time of quarantine by Azorean poets living in mainland Portugal in the city of Porto, Ivo Machado, who, as I mentioned, was born in the island of Terceira. The poem was written, obviously, in Portuguese, and I had the pleasure to translate it to English as part of a work that is also going on by the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno, although, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, the events are not happening right now, but there's lots of work being done. One of the events that, or the ongoing events that unfortunately we are not able to continue with is the Oral History Project. So that's kind of been suspended. We are not going, obviously, into folks home at this time. Most of them are elderly anyway, that we are doing the first series of interviews, but not necessarily. We have also interviewed lots of young people. And so we are not going, whether they're young or elderly, that's not happening. So the oral history has been suspended for now until the end of this semester. We will pick it up, obviously, God willing, next semester. And so in order to do that, because the oral history project has been kind of put on a hold until a few semesters, we are doing, or till next semester, we are doing a few other events. Online events, as I mentioned, through the Facebook, through the various, not just Facebook, but also Twitter, etc., through social media platforms. But we are also working on translating more and more poetry from the Azores, from Azorean poets, into English, and also working on translating Portuguese-American poets who do not write in Portuguese, but identify with the Portuguese culture, such as Sam Pereira, who has been our guest here, and who was one of the guest speakers at the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute literary event last December. And so we are working on also on translating those poets from English to Portuguese, so that the idea is that soon, when I mean soon, maybe within a year, we will be able to publish anywhere between 20 to 24 poets, at least two or three poems from each one of them that are Portuguese-American, but that still identify, whether they be of second, third, or fourth generation, still identify with the Portuguese culture and have elements of Portugal and the Azores, especially, in their poetry. So we've been working on that diligently. There's been already half a dozen poems translated. Many more still have to be done. Poetry is not the easiest thing in the world to translate, and when you think you have a poem really translated and well done, or you think it is, you find something that's not right, you read it again and again and again. It's an ever-going process, a never-ending process, I should say, and everlasting. And at one point or another, you do have to stop and say, okay, well, this is the way it's going to have to be. The The other aspect is like this poem I translated from Ivo Machado from Portuguese to English quite a few years ago, actually in 2003. The University of California, Berkeley, put forth an edition of an anthology called On a Leaf of Blue, a bilingual anthology of Azorean contemporary poetry. It was organized and translated by me, I'm working on that right now because there's been some things that I want to update on it. At that time, there were dozens of poets. I believe it has a total of about 30 poets, and some of them two, some of them three poems are translated. It's not a very large book. It has also, at the end, a wonderful essay by Aldo Oliveira that was translated by my friend Yolinda Adão, and also a bit of biographical information from each one of the poets. The book is about 180 pages. And I've been working on that as well for the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute. We would like the Institute to do a new edition of this anthology, because the anthology itself is now 17 years old. And basically, it has been out of print. It has, I don't think there are any available other than two or three copies that I have at my own home for myself and as keepsakes. But other than that, there aren't any copies available. And so we'd like to do a new publishing of it, maybe through the Azores with some help from different folks, and not only include these poems, but also include a few others and include some newer and younger poets who have come to fruition in the last 17 years, folks who didn't publish poetry 17 years ago and today are publishing poems, some of them because they started later in life and others because, of course, they were just born, they were just children when it was published in 2003. So we'll be working on that. And that's some of the things that are going on behind the scenes through the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno, such as the poem by Ivo Machado. And so we are coming up on the end of another edition of the Portuguese American Hour, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. In the last couple of minutes, I'd like to, of course, first and foremost, thank all of you for being part of the Portuguese American Hour. Thanks to our producer, Jesus Neves. Thanks to Octavio for also doing all of the work of putting this edition, which was a little bit different, together. And we also would like to remind everyone of our listeners, those who are part of the Portuguese American social world, that most events, or actually all of the events, and that we're going to be held, social events, part of the Portuguese American community throughout the valley and throughout the state, up until the first week of May, have all been canceled. Events that were to be held in the second week of May and all throughout the month of May and also throughout June, we have not heard yet, but all of the events that were scheduled, all of the festas, all of the social events that were going to be scheduled, bullfights, etc., they were going to be scheduled for the month of April and beginning of May through the very first Sunday of May are now all canceled, as well as the Luso-American Education Foundation Dia de Portugal dinner. That one's in June. That one's already been canceled, the first Sunday of June in San Jose. And the Luso-American Education Foundation was also going to have a summer camp, traditionally with anywhere between 40 to 60 students. It was going to be held at California State University, Fresno, during the last week of June. That has also been canceled. You know, lots of folks are afraid of sending their kids to camp at this time, and lots of uncertainties. And so the camp is something that cannot be put forth from one moment to the next. It takes about 2.5 months to plan. And so, because of all these issues, the camp has been canceled. So if you were thinking about sending your youngster to this wonderful camp that we were planning at Fresno State, with Fresno State First Lady Mary Castro being the madrinha of the camp, that has been canceled for this year. We are hoping to have a most awesome 2021 edition in June of 2021 of the Luso-American Education Foundation Summer Language and Cultural Camp. And so other events we will be talking about. We'll be talking about them hopefully in the next couple of editions to keep you informed of some of the events that are now scheduled for May and June, which we have not heard yet if they will be canceled, postponed, or canceled until next year. Thank you all for being part of this edition. Thank you for tuning in every single day, weekday, Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the Portuguese American Hour. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.